T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The other story in this third, the Blues 0-for-4 on the power play, and they had a 5-on-3. And that is dumped, and they score! From center ice, Derek Chapman! Unbelievable!
Yes, he did. Man, what a goal that was. That was in 2015 against the Winnipeg Jets. Barrett Jackman, unreal goal from way back, to put the Blues up 5-4. John Kelly had that call on Bally Sports Midwest, along with Darren Pang, and he joins us live in studio. Number 5, Barrett Jackman of the St. Louis Blues on KMOX. How you doing?
I'm great. You keep playing that, I'm even better. All skill from the red line.
You remember that shot, of course.
I do, yeah. No, I picked my corner, and luckily it went in.
Yeah, that was big. That was against the Jets. Blues, before we get into what you're doing, this is a really big story, I think, what you and Kelly Chase and Brett Hull are doing with a recreational marijuana facility here in the St. Louis area. But that was against the Jets. Blues lost to the Jets yesterday. Let me get this out of the way. The Blues, what is going on here? They've lost 5 in a row. They just can't put together. It's like I see 3 different games that they play. They play a period here, a period there. They can't put together 60 minutes.
Yeah. I was watching the game last night, and, they look good. The penalty kill was really good, and I went to put the kids to bed, and all of a sudden they come back, and, the score's 4-2, and the game's over with. I thought Binnington was playing unbelievable last night, and I thought for the most part it was a game that looked like they could win, but blink of an eye and all of a sudden things have turned.
My 18-year-old daughter has become the hugest Blues fan, so she watches every single game, and whether the Blues win or not determines the entire mood of the house. So I really I really need them to turn this around. I always know whether they won or lost. You can just tell it in the air.
Yeah, it's kind of like the city. My daughter, she wakes up in the morning. If it's horseback riding day, she's very happy. If it's not, then she's grumpy, and I gotta watch my back. But the Blues are so they're very polar right now, and it's unfortunate. These losing skids have really cost them a playoff spot, and whether it's 7 games or 4 or 5, they just keep doing this. And if they don't come out of the break and hitting the ground running, they're going to be on the outside looking in.
It sounds like there's a lot of finger pointing that starts to happen, not necessarily within the organization but outside the organization. So how hard is it on these young players? I mean, because they really are very young. When they start to hear that and sense that's happening.
Yeah, they are young. A lot of them have the social media. Yeah. When I first started playing, it was, if you didn't pick up the newspaper or turn on the news, you had no idea what people were saying about you. But now there's comments, directly to them and from Instagram or Twitter. And you hear all the news now, whether it's it's good, bad, or ugly. You're really, you're kind of putting yourself out there. So, hopefully these guys are mentally strong enough to know what they're, how they're doing or what they need to take in, and they could, just kind of go about and do their job.
Barrett Jackman would know, one of the toughest players ever to wear that uniform. And I think about, when I think of you, I think about Bobby. and number five, Bobby Plager. You took the Bobby Plager Memorial Highway down here, a section of 6440 right here outside our building. Miss him a lot. I know that you do too.
Yeah. You know, he's a huge, huge reason that I'm sitting in this studio right now. You know, with the pride I took in wearing that number five, I'm sure it lifted me to play better, you know, some games and you know, some years than I ever could. And, you know, I really think that Blues hockey might not have been here if it weren't for, you know, the early success, the popularity he had and you know, just carrying on the tradition of the Blue Note. So, you know, Bobby is one of the funniest guys I've ever met, one of the most personable. He always had time for every fan. It didn't know, it didn't matter if, you know, even if you're a Blackhawk fan, he would sit and talk to you and rib you for a while. And but you know, you always felt like you were welcome. So, you know, Bobby is, you know, he will live on, and I will make sure that from you know, till the day that I, you know, pass, it'll be you know, Bobby Plager's you know, Blues.
Well, another Bobby Hall that we just lost. You know, when you look at the loss of those players and what they meant to the game and what they meant to communities, you know, it's always hard as fans, you know, to see that happen. But I'm sure as players, it's doubly so.
Yeah. You know, Bobby Hall, Gordie Howe, you know, some of the best players to ever play the game, and the reason that hockey is so popular now is, you know, they're just kind of passing right now. So, you know, condolences to the Hall family. You know, talked to Brett a little bit yesterday, and you know, that house is very sad. You know, he grew up idolizing his dad. You know, his kids, you know, grew up and learning about the lore of their grandfather. So, the Hall family is very. Very emotional right now, but they're also, you know, flooding in the stories of Bobby, and they're getting a lot of chuckles out of you know, the antics of Bobby, but they also hear some great on the ice stories as well.
Barrett, you retired in 2016. Does it seem like a long time ago or just like yesterday?
You know what? When I wake up, it feels like it was yesterday. But if I go down to the rink and, you know, you see all these players and, you know, I don't even recognize half of them, and they have no idea who I am. So, you know, it really makes it feel like it was 20 years ago when I retired.
Yeah, with the Blues were hampered with the loss of some defensemen. I was like, man, can we get Jax out there one more time just to knock a few people around? But, you know, you have a legacy as a hockey player, and then you have this second career that you start to look out into different business ventures, which kind of leads us into what we're going to talk about after the break. But give us a little tease here of what's going on, and it has to do with Brett Hull and Kelly Chase. What are you guys up to?
Well, Holly and I, you know, first of all, we were in a tequila company together, Cody Go 1530. But, you know, the opportunity in St. Louis for in Missouri for legal cannabis and the medicinal side of it came about. And, you know, Chaser, you know, talked to me about it. And, you know, hockey players, athletes, you know, people with injuries, you know, sleep problems, you know, looking towards some pharmaceuticals that you don't know the long-term effects of. And, you know, cannabis is a way to, you know, ease some pain for a lot of people, maybe help you sleep, ease anxiety. So we got into the business here in Missouri and, you know, very proud of it.
Well, when we come back, we'll talk more about that, when, where, who's involved, and we'll talk a little more hockey with Barrett Jackman, the Calder Trophy winner in 2002-03. I remember covering that season and your play, and here he is 20 years later, believe it or not, right alongside here on KMOX.
All the news and all that matters to you, the voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
This is KMOX, Total Information AM, with Debbie Monterey, Megan Lynch. I'm Tom Ackerman. We're joined in studio, segment number two, with Blues great Barrett Jackman. Before we get back into this, thank you for all that you do for youth hockey. This guy has been present from this rebirth of, and I want to say rebirth because hockey really exploded with Bobby Plager and the original St. Louis Blues, but this town right now is on fire when it comes to hockey. I mean, the youth hockey, Jax, is off the charts. We've got players all over the league now.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, you got Brett Hall scoring all those goals, so you kind of had that. You know, in the mid-90s, you have a lot of, you know, kids playing hockey. And then with a lot of the alumni having kids in St. Louis and staying in St. Louis, you've had quite a bit of, you know, some great coaching with some smart individuals. And then you got some great players that have it in their blood. So it's been fun to watch. It's been fun to be a part of. I'm helping coach the 2009 Triple-A Blues. And you know, right now we're sitting second in the country, and you know, so that's pretty amazing. It's fun to watch, and you know, to see the blue note all over the place in all the age groups is it's been fun.
And you're always very gracious to take pictures at every rink you happen to be at.
Well, when they stop asking for pictures, you know, you're irrelevant. So, you know, you get your face out there, you know, maybe an extra post or two. But, no, it's fun. I love talking hockey at the rink and, you know, see all these, you know, smiles on the kids' faces. You know, my favorite is just seeing the learn to play and the kids, you know, crashing into each other and falling all over but having a big smile on their face. So that's when hockey's pure before the politics and parents really, you know, expect their kid to be in the NHL.
Well, let's talk about your business venture. We mentioned it before we went to the break. So you and Kelly Chase and Brett Hull are getting together to get into the cannabis business. Explain a little bit about what your plans are or what you've already done and how hard was it to get one of those licenses?
It was real tough. I think we applied for 11 licenses and got one, and then you know, through a couple other people, we were able to purchase a few others. So at the moment we have manufacturing, cultivation, and then three dispensaries, one in Chesterfield, one in Columbia, Missouri, and the other one in Springfield, Missouri.
And those are open now?
Yes, the three dispensaries are all open and, you know, ready to serve. And so,
what's the name of them?
Hippos. So, you know, you can see it out in the Chesterfield Valley. And then, you know, Columbia and Springfield, you could search it on our website and find them pretty easily.
Yeah, that's hipposcannabis.com, HIPPOS, Hippos. You've in Springfield, Columbia, and now Chesterfield, as you mentioned, 17409 Chesterfield Airport Road. Looks like on Monday those hours expand to 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. You're going to be busy. You got enough staff over there?
Yeah, we've been hiring over the last few weeks and training, and you know, making sure we have the bud tenders that are very knowledgeable, very educated. You know, you can go in there and tell them exactly what your ailments are or what you're looking for, and they'll they're really good at kind of recommending, you know, whether you're looking for something to smoke, to eat or drink. They have everything, and they're probably the smartest people I've ever talked to and most passionate about helping people.
I have to play devil's advocate here. I sat in on a webinar last week talking about teen use and youth use of marijuana, obviously, you know, before it was legal. And obviously, it's 21 and up in Missouri is the law. But do you have concerns that because you're operating in a dispensary that eventually it might get in the hands of young people? And what would you say to that?
You know, it's all about parenting. You know, you got to help. You got to be able to watch your kids. But, you know, also the government-regulated cannabis, it's all tested. You know, one of the biggest problems and the biggest deaths amongst drug use is fentanyl right now. And you know, I just heard another story of, I think it was a 12-year-old that, you know, was taking something that was laced with fentanyl and died. And another, you know, 20-year-old on vacation, you know, got something off the street and was laced with fentanyl. So, you know, there's obvious, you know, concern that, you know, the younger kids are going to get it. But, you know, parenting is got to be a huge part of it. It's just like alcohol. It's just like, you know, any kind of drug off the street. You know, you got to watch your kids. You got to be, you know, very cautious of what they're doing. But, you know, our stuff, you know, cannabis, it's not, you're not going to overdose on it. You know, and it's government regulated, it's tested, so you know exactly what's going to be in it.
The dispensaries have been medicinal up to this point, and I think it transitions to recreational this next month. Is that right?
How,
what
sixth,
is that
yes.
process like for you as a business owner?
So the, you know, all the existing, licenses, as long as you're, you know, you're meeting all the criteria from the state that, you know, you switch over to the recreational, and then there's going to be, some more licenses that you can apply for new licensees. So, but yeah, no, it's going to be, medicinal. So you, or, recreational now, you can walk in there, you can still, at 18 years old, if you have a medical card, you can still go in. And so the age is a little bit younger, but it's, you know, cancer patients, you know, a lot of, you know, different, you know, epilepsy, cannabis helps with a lot. So if you're 18, you have a medicinal card, you can still go in there and get it, but 21 recreational. And, you know, hopefully people take advantage of, you know, the help this has with pain, with sleep disorders, with anxiety. You know, it's not all about getting high. It's about, you know, helping these different, you know, non-traditional, you know, medicines to help out and you know, help these, you know, these patients out.
Are you seeing people, in your experience, recreational marijuana usage in all walks of life? I mean, are you anticipating, you know, moms, dads, CEOs, people, blue collar, you know, all over the place?
Absolutely. It's amazing the last couple of years since getting into this. The more stories, the more people I talk to, you know, kind of, you know, get rid of the stigma of you know, the days of confused, you know, walking around, you're high all the time. You know, a lot of my friends are switching from alcohol to cannabis. Yeah, you know, just people. I talk to soccer moms. I've talked to, you know, high ups in companies. You know, the stress that comes along with everyday life, the stress that comes along with you know, with the work environment. A lot of people are switching to cannabis to help them sleep instead of taking Ambien that, you know, people are sleepwalking on, sleep eating, driving cars that they don't even know they're doing. You know, they're switching to cannabis to help them sleep, and you know, they have a better quality of life because of it.
It's interesting. We only have a little bit of time left. Let's give the information again. So hipposcannabis.com. Chesterfield Airport Road, 17409 Chesterfield Airport Road. You're going to expand the hours because you're going recreational on Monday. So this Monday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. What else should people know about it? Like, is it pretty easy to park, walk in, and talk to a bud tender?
Yeah, it is. You know, you walk in, you're going to see a pretty cool little store. We got everything right there. You're going to have a bud tender who's going to come out and answer any questions that you have. You can go online too. You could, you know, search the products, and you know, you can have them waiting for you when you get there too. If you know, you don't want to sit there for 15 minutes and you know, talk about cannabis, you can order online and have it ready, you know, in and out service. So, but you know, I recommend everybody go in, start talking to the bud tenders, ask all the questions that you have, and they are, like I said before, they're so smart and so passionate and really want to help.
Well, we appreciate you coming in. Say hello to Chaser and give our condolences to Holly. And I know that there's a chance that if you pop in there, you'll be able to talk some hockey with Barrett Jackman. and hopefully the Blues can turn this thing around because it's been rough.
Yeah, the more wins, the happier the talk is.
That's right. Thanks for being with us. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.